Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Simin Reish Tzadi. We are, beginning and finishing Simin Reish Tzadi, Be'ez Hashem. So we are doing this page, Samach Zayin. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yarbe Peperus Megadim Umine Reich De Lahashlem Minyan Mei Abrachos, that a person should eat a lot more fruits and candies and treats, and also smell, make brachos and different smells, in order to be mashlem, the 100 brachos that a person has to say every single day. Unrelated, the Rama says, meaning it's only related in the sense that they're both enjoyable, but unrelated to the Mea Brachos, a person who normally takes an afternoon nap should do so on Shabbos as well, because that is an Oneg Shabbos, to take an afternoon nap. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katnal, V'yarbe Peperos, Gam B'Leil Shabbos Kodesh Tov She'ashem B'Mea Mea Brachos, meaning the Cheshvan starts as soon as Shabbos starts, so you might as well have a Shabbos party at night also, in order to get to help with your Mea Brachos. Minyan Mea Brachos, Ki B'chol Yom Evarichad Mea Brachos, every single day a person is supposed to recite 100 Brachos, Kodesh Tov She'ashem, as we said earlier in Simon Membav, Ayn Shem Mishmurav, Atos, Shinexel, Kama Brachos, Shabbat Shabbos, Yeshrak Shavu Brachos, Valken Yishtadel Ashlimam. But because you're at a disadvantage on Shabbos, because during the weekdays, every Shemona Esrei has 19 Brachos, and on Shabbos, each of the Shemona Esreis only has 7 Brachos, so you're missing a lot of Brachos, and therefore we should try to be Mashlim, the Mea Brachos. The Shulchan Aruch had said in Simon Reish Pei Dalid that the other way to be Mashem the Mea Brachos is to have Kavana when each Ola gets the Aliyah, when he recites his Bracha before the Aliyah, after the Aliyah, the Brachos on the Haftorah, to listen carefully and answer Amen. In general, it's a good idea when people are saying a Bracha to listen carefully and answer Amen, but particularly important on Shabbos when you're trying to get your 100 Brachos. Aliyah Vatlenu, and then the Rama had said, and if you normally take a nap, don't be Mevatel the nap. But don't sleep forever, because that's going to be Bittul Torah. Because even though we're going to see later that Talmid Chacham who learn the whole week have an extra mitzvah of Onik Shabbos of enjoying good food and sleep, that doesn't mean that that's all you should do, just all day, just spend on Tanugim. It just means that someone who gets to learn all week should enjoy Tanugim a little bit more on Shabbos than people who don't get to learn during the week and therefore really have to focus their Shabbos day on learning. But it doesn't mean even the Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be learning. They need to be learning on Shabbos as well. In fact, Kasva Svarim B'Shem Azor, Shemitzvah La'adam L'chadish Chidushei Torah B'Shabbos. The Svarim write in the name of the Zohar, which is an interesting way for the Mishbur to quote the Zohar. Why not just say the Zohar writes? But the Svarim write in the name of the Zohar that a person should be M'chadish Chidushei Torah on Shabbos. And if a person is not a person who's capable of being mechadish chidushei Torah, so learn something that's new to you. And if it's new to you, so then it's like a chiddush. Ki oneg, even though you're allowed to take a nap and you're encouraged to take a nap on Shabbos, a person should not say, "Ooh, I better take a nap because I have a big night tonight. I'm gonna be busy tonight. I'm gonna be up late tonight." Because then you're not resting for oneg Shabbos. You're resting for the sake of a weekday, and it's a form of hachana, as well as it's being megala, that your Shabbos rest is not the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Sif Beis, Achar Suda Shachris, after you finish the daytime meal, Kovim Midrash Likros B'Naviim, Lidrash B'Divrei Agada, the minig is to learn some Navi, and to darshan in Divrei Agada, V'asaluk Ba'a Suda Bal Shashah, and during that time, where people are supposed to be learning, you should not set up to have a meal. Rama U'Polim Balibatim She'enim Oskim B'Torah Kol Yimei Shavu, Yaski Yosef B'Torah B'Shabbos, Mitamil Chamim Ha'oskim B'Torah Kol Yimei Shavu, that people who don't get to learn so much during the week have a greater responsibility to learn on Shabbos than people who do get to learn the whole week. V'Tamil Chamim Shichu Yosef B'Onagach Yilushtia K'tzas Tarei Mesan Gabi Limudom Kol Yimei Shavu, and Tamil Chachamim on Shabbos should specifically enjoy wine and food and things like that, because during the week their own egg is from Divrei Torah, so on Shabbos their own egg should have a Shabbastic vibe to it. How does it do that? You change it from being an oneg of Divrei Torah to being the oneg of delicacies and things of that nature. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Nei, Kovim Medrash, Tisa B'Medrash, because the Medrash tells us, Amr Torah V'Nekarash Baruch Hu, the Torah came complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, K'shei Yikantzu Yisrael La'aretz, Zeras L'Karmel V'Zeras L'Sadeu. As soon as the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, this one's going to run off to his vineyard and this one to his field. Ani Matei Alai, what's going to be with me? Everyone's going to ignore me, the Torah. So Da'amar la, Hashem said to the Torah, Yesh li zug shani mizavig lach, v'shabbos shmo, you're going to have a shidduch, and its name is Shabbos, she'betelim imlachtim v'yicholim lasuk bach, because that's the day that people aren't working, and they're going to be able to learn Torah. V'lidrosh v'yikri ye'oz l'amid l'rab meschukei elukim v'estorosav, u'lahoros hilchu Shabbos v'asur amutur, gam l'ham shechleif ha'shomim ba'agada, ha'medrich mesadam l'yir shemayim. The impression you get is that the ikr limud of Shabbos should be in Hilchos Shabbos, as well as Divrei Musar, that bring a person to a greater sense of Yiras Shemayim. Because you see, the Yalkut reach Parshas V'yakel. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, the Yalkut says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei lucha kilos gedolos, udrosh lefneim v'rabim Hilchos Shabbos, gather large groups of people and darshan Hilchos Shabbos, lahoros liyisrael, iser v'heter, teach the Jewish people what's aser, what's mutter, v'lo kamosh nogin achshav. Not like what we do nowadays, which I guess was not that. V'aser l'kboa, and during that Seder Limud that's supposed to go on, you're not supposed to be having meals. B'gemari Isa, the Gemara tells us, B'tlas mili nachsi balebati minachsayu, that there are three things for which people lose their money. V'chad minayu, and one of them is, T'kavi sudu b'shabbat b'idun b'medrasha, that they decide to compete with the time of the base medrash, with the learning Seder, by having a meal competing with the learning Seder. V'inyin k'disa b'yushalmi, and the Yerushalmi explains the inyin, lo nitnu shabbas v'yom tov n'Yisrael, el k'dei l'asok ben b'torah. The reason Hashem gave us a day off from work is so that we can learn Torah. M'mnesha kol yimos ha'chol heim trudim b'melachtim v'ein lem p'nai l'asok b'kviyas, because the whole rest of the week we're so busy with work that we don't have time to really learn Torah properly. O b'shabbos heim p'nuyim b'melachtim v'yichol l'asok b'karotwi. So on Shabbos, so when we're more available, we have less work, we have more time, so we can learn Torah more properly. L'fichach aslo l'fanas asam v'divri Torah l'kbos v'dosu b'shosh doshim b'sam edrish divri Torah b'rabim. So specifically at the time that they designate that people are supposed to be learning Torah, it would be terrible to set up a time for Seuda. When we went on our Gedolim trip yesterday, so some of the Chevra asked Rabbi Reisman for Eitzah in learning, how to be successful in learning. So he said, you should have a different Seder for Shabbos and Sundays, because you know what your schedule is during the week, and it's very regimented, and you have X amount of time allotted for learning Torah. But on Shabbos, you have a lot more time, and on Sunday, you have a lot more time. So on days that you have a lot more time, if you just keep up that it's just the Dav Yomi or it's just the Mishmur Yomi, whatever it is, so you'll do exactly the same as you do during the week. But on Shabbos, if you take on an extra limud for Shabbos, it's just a Shabbos limud, so you're more likely to utilize the time better. And that's really what Shabbos is for. Eliyaktimos or Yacharosa, right? That's what we've pointed out in the past, that if you in the winter time, there's not such a long Shabbos afternoon, but there's a very long Friday night. And we should take advantage of those long periods of time. And he says the people that just spazier around and don't do anything on those long Shabbos days, so that's really a big mussar against them, because even to be koveya su'uda, which is a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do at the time of the base medrash. So to stam just yatz around doing nothing, and stam to shmuz and sicha betel is going to be aser for sure. Su'uda bo sashav, v'lechel b'li kaviya su'uda k'masha ragel b'imos ha-shabbos, and to eat without being kovei a real su'uda like we do. Yemos HaShabbos of Yom means like the days of the week. Nira Shemutter, that would seem to be mutter even during the time of the Beis Medrash. Kanal b'sim reish mem tasev beiz lini erev Shabbos hayin sham. V'inei, since the whole reason you're not supposed to be having a meal at this time is because of Bittul Torah, v'chanal, memele nishma, demikolshken, shetzarech lizarech, shalei yigram al yidei zeh Bittul Talmud Torah, derabim. So you certainly have to be extra careful not to cause Bittul Talmud Torah of the masses, kugon mashem matzib avin alseinu arabim, like we find a lot of times nowadays, le'ezah anashim shemizarzan lolim b'shabbos b'kayitz, afshor yom godol, l'spal mincha l'kayim asud shlishis. That sometimes you'll have a bunch of people sitting and learning in a base medrash, and, shkia is not till 8:30 p.m., let's say, so someone comes in at 6 p.m. and says, come on, I want a minyan for mincha, and we'll try to gather 9 people who are learning to help them get a minyan for mincha, so you could daven now, and you could have a long shalashudis, and he's going to be mevatel all the people that are learning. learning. Everyone's going to stop learning. They're going to daven. They're going to say, okay, I guess I'll have a long shalashunas too. And they'll have shalashunas for 3 hours instead of learning an extra couple of hours. The Kvar Amr Chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yechelki mi Moshive Beis HaMedrash, Velo mi Ma'amide Beis HaMedrash. I'd rather be among those who get people to go sit and learn in the Beis HaMedrash rather than to be among those who pull people out of the Beis HaMedrash. Im lo shalo yishar zman lispal l'mincha l'kayim so the shlishis b'yom kadin az b'vaday nachon l'zariz b'zah. Unless, you know, Shkia is 8:30 and it's 8 o'clock already, you got to have a mincha, you got to wash for shalosh shunis, you're running out of time. So then, of course, you stop people from learning in order to get to do the mitzvah sayom. You wouldn't extend the drasha to the extent that it's going to be cause a bittul of shalosh shunis. So what we learned today is first that since we lose a whole bunch of brachos with a shorter Shmona Esrei, we should make up for it with Birchas Hananin. Then we said that napping is a good form of Onek Shabbos, but not to do so excessively and also not to express that you're preparing for a long Matzoy Shabbos, and it's much more important to learn and to be Mechadish Chidush Torah. And then we said Shabbos afternoon is really meant for learning, especially for those who can't learn much during the week. So we shouldn't have a su'udah that conflicts or competes with the learning time, nor should we stop learning any earlier than necessary in order to daven unless it's in order to daven mincha and eat su'udah shlishis. It's only to the extent necessary that we need to fulfill the mitzvah sayom. Only then should we stop the learning. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the halachos of shalosh shunis. Everyone have a wonderful day, evening.